The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Panama. The professor has educated me about the troubles here, and pay attention to them, John. It's not just about the canal. It's also about nature right now, a drought, which has severely limited the cargo through the canal, the new and old canal. The lake itself is depleted by the drought, and that means ships have to offload much of their freight before they go through the canal, and everything is slower. That affects the whole planet. And now there's other trouble. Panamanian President Cortizo, still in remission from the rare blood disorder known as myelodysplastic syndrome, the government said in an announcement earlier this week, diagnosed with the order in 22. Why this is significant, and we certainly wish the man everything in recovering from this syndrome and a happy life, but it's rare blood disorder suggesting that we have weakness in the chief executive, an election coming up in 24. The leading candidate, according to the polls, is a man who's been condemned to jail for corruption, a previous president, and the mine, the copper mine that contributes, on my memory, is 5% of the income of Panama, is now in arbitration. And we have doubts about the immediate future in Panama being able to sustain itself in the light of protests that have led to some deaths in the streets of Panama City. Evan, is that enough trouble?
It's a great point, John. And also remembering that, both for the U.S. and internationally, Panama is a strategically vital country, not only in terms of its military significance with transits in the canal, but also as a regional and international financial center and international logistics center. And so this affects us. This affects the rest of the world. But as also you pointed to, and like so many other places, we've talked about Venezuela, et cetera, these multiple reinforcing crises. For me, I certainly wish President Cortizo the very best. Having known a colleague, these are, when you have debilitating medical circumstances, it makes it that much more difficult to have the emotional and physical strength to do what one needs to do before multiple crises. And so this is probably a complicating factor. But as you also pointed out, John, the economy of Panama is suffering from multiple reinforcing effects. One of those you alluded to, the drought, and essentially Panama's canal uses massive amounts of water despite some very sophisticated water conservation and recycling systems put into place, fed by Lake Gaitun. But so the record low levels of rainfall mean that the lake that feeds the Panama Canal is running out. So the Panamanian government has been forced to restrict the number of times that the canal is used, because that usage, each usage flushes out massive amounts of water into the ocean. Those restrictions mean that Panama can only take and charge for about half of the transits that it used to have, and also has to demand that the draft of ships, how deep they go into the water, is somewhat less. The bottom line is that means that they not only, on the one hand, the Panamanian government is hurt fiscally because they don't get to charge for as many ship transits, which cuts into a fundamental revenue earning for them. It also dramatically impacts the international logistics system, because all of those ships that used to transit the Panama Canal are waiting in long lines, cannot go through with the loads that they previously had to. And so they're now having to take longer routes around Argentina or in the the opposite direction around the world, which are, you know, impacting freight rates and delivery times and other things. But beyond those international effects, as you allude to, John, that the fiscal effect of the Panama Canal in terms of the government's ability to do a lot of other things, subsidize oil, implement social programs, implement infrastructure programs, that is now compounded by another grave crisis. The Panamanian Supreme Court basically ruled that a copper mine run by First Quantum that was responsible for approximately 5% of Panama's entire GDP, that the contract that by which it was given that mine was basically invalid. And that invalidation comes on top of a earlier legislative ruling where they said, okay, we're not going to give any new mine concessions. So the Panamanian government is now stuck because the court has found that basically the, you know, what generates 5% of its GDP is unconstitutional. They can't do this operation and they can't go back and renegotiate the contract because they passed a law saying we're not going to do any new mining. And so you know, they're basically taking a hit that's going to wipe out all of their economic growth for this year. First Quantum is already laid off just recently 7,000 workers. The production in the mine is basically stopped. They're in a maintenance mode. So again, that's going to farther undercut their you know, the latitude of the Panamanian government to do things. And again, as we think of the political future of Panama, with all of these difficulties and a lot of dissatisfaction, you know, including other things like insecurity and some perception of public corruption, you have a previous Panamanian president from back in the good old days of Panamanian prosperity, Ricardo Martinelli, a businessman who has been basically convicted and jailed for corruption, who is with 40% approximately of the vote, the number one candidate to become president in 2024. And so, you know, we're in a situation where economic problems that impact not only Panama, but the rest of the world may also lead to an open door for yet another populist president and perhaps somebody who is not too thrilled at the United States who extradited him a couple of years ago. So multiple different implications for how this could affect the international system beginning now, but things potentially getting even worse.
Peru's divisive ex-president Fujimori freed after 16 years in prison for human rights abuses. The video shows a very frail senior figure. Is Fujimori in any fashion disruptive to the government?
Probably not disruptive. It's really more symbolic of the passing of an era. Fujimori was a key in actually through his authoritarian rule. He had dissolved Congress back in 1992, but he also had a key role in the fight against Sendero Luminoso, the Shining Path, the guerrilla movement, for which he was widely respected in certain parts of Peru for having brought order. Although in the end, he was actually also forced out of office because of the security chief was publicly found to have accept bribes in addition to human rights abuses. So he was certainly a divisive figure. His daughter Keiko Fujimori is part of Peru's legacy. Right. So it will probably play out, but not significantly impact the other dynamics of Peru's political fragmentation right now. Right. It is an issue more broadly what is happening in Peru with a pro-U.S. Center-left government of Dina Boluarte, who is really struggling to hang on as Peru faces serious economic challenges and political challenges and social unrest.
Evan Ellis, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year, Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.